Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. The Padres have their new general manager, A.J. Preller, Texas Rangers vice president of player personnel. He won the press conference at his introduction before the San Diego media on Wednesday. At age 37, tremendous portfolio of success. Helped rebuild the Rangers farm system, a guru in international scouting. He inherits a team that has tremendous injury problems, not much talent at the major league level, and a loaded farm system. He becomes the fourth general manager in 6 years for the Padres. Owner Ron Fowler called him an unknown diamond in the organization, said encyclopedic knowledge of players, ruthless pursuit of talent, said that last season, Preller spent 320 days on the road scouting players. CEO Mike D said he's one of the best of the brightest minds that we interviewed. Co-owner Peter Seidler said he dazzled us in his nine-hour first interview. Meanwhile, the purge in the Padres front office continuing. Chad McDonald leaves as vice president of player personnel. That's a third executive from the Josh Burns group to leave. On the field, Padres beat the Minnesota Twins 5-4 yesterday. Seth Smith with an RBI double, then a game-winning home run in the 10th inning. The bigger concern, the Cuban pitcher Odrey Despaigne is not right. Third straight bad outing, last 15 innings has allowed 15 runs and 32 base runners. Off day today for the Padres, open a weekend series in Pittsburgh tomorrow. The Dodgers beat the Angels again 2-1. Matt Kemp with a home run, backing Dan Herron's best outing in months. Herron threw a three-hitter over seven innings. Kenley Jansen came out of the bullpen to get his 32nd save of the season. Blue and Halos close out their four-game series tonight. Hyunjin Ryu will start for Los Angeles. Elsewhere, the New York Daily News, quoting Biogenesis owner Tony Bosch, says he's fed up with Alex Rodriguez, whom he calls a fraud. Reports are everywhere, according to the Daily News, that the DEA is now going to target A-Rod for hindering the steroid investigation and then lying about it. Subpoenas also could be forthcoming for some of the other 14 players that were caught up in the whole Biogenesis scandal. Not a good time for the Colorado Rockies. Their star player, Troy Tulowitzki, is hurt. Their star player, Troy Tulowitzki, wants out. Tulowitzki, on the DL with a hip injury, he's batting 340 this season, says, "I'm tired of losing in Denver." On the injury front, White Sox lose outfielder Adam Eaton, crashes into the fence last night, injures a shoulder. Good news, Yankee CC Sabathia will not need microfracture surgery. Doctors think they've solved his knee problems by finding a bone spur that was in the knee. They fixed that. Good news, Cardinals, Michael Wacha, their outstanding young pitcher, had a great postseason last year. First throwing session coming off a shoulder joint fracture. No physical setback for him. And good news, too, for the Mets. Matt Harvey throws 26 pitches in a bullpen session. He, of course, in the early stages of rehab from major elbow surgery. Flurry of roster moves, Major League Baseball last night. Mets have released outfielder Bobby Abreu, is hitting 238. Cincinnati releases pitcher Adam Russell. Yankees have released veteran left-handed pitcher Jeff Francis. Angels have optioned pitcher David Carpenter to Salt Lake City. And the Cubs have signed former Miami Marlins starting pitcher Jacob Turner. Football big night. San Diego Chargers, Dallas Cowboys preseason opener at Qualcomm Stadium. The Bolts are suddenly battered, though, with injuries. Defensive end Corey Legit will not play, strained foot. Cornerback Brandon Flowers remains out with a knee injury. Three offensive guards won't be able to play, led by Chris Watt, the hot rookie from Notre Dame. Seems to have a strained neck. Now Rich Ornberg is also going down. Coach Mike McCoy, meanwhile, stonewalled the media yesterday, refusing to answer questions about injuries or even how long his starters would play tonight. Keep an eye, Tevin Reese, seventh-round draft pick, Baylor, speedy wide receiver. If he catches the ball and can hold up, he only weighs 165 pounds, might play himself onto the roster. He's going to get a lot of action tonight against the Cowboys. Stevie Williams, the young cornerback coming off a major injury last year, will start in the secondary. And Brandon Oliver, who's been very impressive running the football, will get a lot of carries early in that preseason game. Six NFL preseason games everywhere around the league beginning tonight. New England unveils its rebuild defense. They go against RG3, Robert Griffin and the Redskins. 49ers beset by a lot of injuries in camp play Baltimore. Indianapolis tangles with the Jets. Seattle on a rematch of the Super Bowl opponent. They'll go against the Denver Broncos and Cincinnati against Kansas City. In basketball, huge NBA trade. Phil Jackson continues to remake the New York Knicks. He pulled off a four-player trade involving starters. The Knicks have shipped guard Wayne Ellington and center Jeremy Tyler. They go to Sacramento for power forwards Travis Outlaw and Quincy Acey. Xavier Thames, the star guard at San Diego State, drafted by the Brooklyn Nets, won't be in the NBA this season. The Nets have assigned him to go to Europe. He's just signed to play in Spain. Another outdoor hockey game in January. The LA Kings have signed a deal with the San Jose Sharks. The Kings are going to play the Sharks in a winter classic at the new 49ers Stadium in San Francisco in January. They've teed off first round of the PGA Golf Championships, and a surprise, Tiger Woods playing in the first round, although it appears he's limping. Tiger having problems with his putter in the first round of the PGA at Valhalla in Louisville, Kentucky. Doctors cleared him to play, saying the back spasms that Tiger had last weekend were not related to the herniated disc surgery he had 4 months ago. Guy to beat, though, Rory McIlroy, going for his third win in a row. And the bizarre summer of horse racing at Del Mar continuing. A track worker broke into a trailer that was ablaze at 5:30 in the morning and saved the life of a 7-year-old boy. He's the son of another track employee. The father was already on the track working out horses when the fire broke out in the trailer. Del Mar, of course, has been plagued by enormous problems with their turf course. 8 horses have had to be euthanized in 2.5 weeks, and there was a boycott of owners over drugs used on a horse. That's it. That's what's going on. World of Sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.